Okay, the topic of today's Chabura is Hatafas Dam Bris, Binola Maho of the Gerish and his Geyer, which begins on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a couple Machlotzim. The Gemara first begins with the Drasha, that a few lines from the top, Rolasa Vade Dochas Hashabis, Velo Nola Kishimal Dochas Hashabis, Shereshami Omer Tzarech Lahatim and Dam Bris, Vesel Omerim Eino Tzarech. Amr Shimon Lazar Lenechel Kuvesham Bisolel Al Nola Shemal Shesarach Lahatif Menadam Bris. There everyone agrees Hatav is required. Minech Orla Kuvushehi, which we'll have to define. Amanechel Kuv Al Gershin Eskay Kishimol Shereshami Omri and Sarach Lahatif Menadam Bris Leisol Omri Enu Sarach Lahatif Dam Bris. So the first presentation of this machlokas is that everyone agrees by Nol and Mahol, the machlokas is by Ger Shen Iskayer. And then a little bit later on, the Gemara revisits this. Amar the Rishul B'chol B'Shabbos Mi'amar. The machlokas whether Hatafa is in order on Shabbos. Husavar Vadi Ol Kvusha he. And if it's Vadi Ol Kvusha, then you could do Hatafa on Shabbos. De'ima Rabba Amar Chashin Shamar Ol Kvusha he. Rav Yosef Amar Vadi Ol Kvusha he. Machlokas Amarayim whether it's Vadi Ol Kvusha or Safik Ola Kvusha. Rav Yosef ben Amina la Titania Rav Lazar Kaper Omer Lenechlu Besham Yisrael Anola Kishamal Shisarach Latif Men Adam Bris Amenechlu Kul Chal Lav Shabbos Yerushami Omer Chalin Yisrael Omer Eim Chalin etc. Okay, so we have to figure out the halacha is when do we require Tavis Dam Bris? Do we require it by Nola Kishamal? Do we require it by Gershon Iskayer? Both or neither? And what is the nature of this din of Hatafas Dam Bris? So in Tosos, Dibur Maskal Lenechlechu, Tosos is Muskal Rishon, the first few lines, is that you don't require Hatafas Dam Bris for Nola and Maho, because we assume like Beiselel Aliva Ditanakama, and if you don't require Hatafas Dam Bris for Nola and Maho, then you don't require Hatafas Dam Bris for Ger Shinis Gayer either. So Lalacha, you don't require it at all. That is the position of the Yerayim, quoted in the Hagos Maimini in Hilchas Mila, Perek Aleph Os Beis. You don't require Tavas Dam Bris, neither for Gershon Iskayer, nor for Nolad Kishahu Mahol. However, most Rishonim do assume that we require Tavas Dam Bris at least for Nolad Kishahu. And by Nolad Kishahu from the Gemara's presentation, it seems that is connected to the notion of or La Kvusha. It sounds like there is some physical presentation in a situation of Nola Kishumal, which hasn't fully removed the vestiges of the Orla, and there has to be something which requires a tikkun that is accomplished through Hatavas Dam Bris, which sounds like something physical of Orla Kvusha, Vitzafik Orla Kvusha, or Vadai Orla Kvusha. The Meiri in our Sugi here, Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Nola, the Meiri writes, what is Orla Kvusha? Ma'at or dak davuk bibasar, a thin membrane of skin that's attached to the flesh. Shemitoch dakusa bidafkusa umiuto, through its thinness and adhesion and its smallness, eino nikar, that you can't readily identify this orla kvusha, this little bit of or dak. The concern is that over time, this little membrane, which isn't so visible now, and the initial presentation is that he's not an RL, but over time, this little thin membrane is going to overgrow the area of the Atara, and may come to cover the Atara. And therefore, you require a mila ma'at of a ke'en klipa in order to remove, in order to be matit the Dam Bris and to remove this problem of orla kvusha, which could potentially creep up sometime later and cover up part of the atara. The way the Meiri writes in Magen Avos in Siman Yadalid is hatafa zu saviv hatara legalosa yoser ma'at. The hatafa is done in the area of the atara to uncover, to open up the atara a little bit more. So from the Yiri, it sounds like the Mandamar Safik Orla Kvusha is saying that there's a safek whether, essentially a safek in mitzias, whether there is indeed this kind of membrane that may potentially at some point cover the atara. And through hatavastam bris, which is a kind of chasich of some sort, not a prick, but an actual cut, an incision, ke'ein klipa. So through what you're cutting off, you're going to remove this little bit of membrane that may at some point in the future cover over the atara, and that's this lashon of klipa. Now, truth be told, the Me'iri and Magen Avos in the presentation there doesn't sound as dramatic in terms of what the hatafa is doing, or what the actual physical act of hatafa is. He doesn't refer to it as a klipa, but rather as a gedida b'tziporen. Use your nail to make some kind of an incision. The way the Maril writes in the Minhage Maril, Hilchos Mila Asir Aleph, which is somewhere in the middle, is a chasicha with a tziporen. It's reported that the Maril's practice for Atavas Sambris was Hayachosech Ma'at B'tziporen Es HaNolen Mahal. If he had an Nolen Mahal, he would cut off a little bit with his nail. Kidei Lahatif Mimenu Dam Bris. So it actually was a cut, as opposed to the way the Darkei Moshe quotes the Maril of Darkei Moshe in Reish Tzimuch Gimel Os Beis. The Darkei Moshe writes it was a hatafa bitziparen. Sounds like not a chasicha, but a hatafa. So maybe that means it was only a prick and not an actual chasicha with the nail, as opposed to with a kli. But be that as it may, the Me'iri here in our sugya seems to have the most extreme form of hatafa, which is a chasicha, a ke'en klipa. And that's consistent with what seems to be his approach, that the concern is a physical one, that there is some kind of membrane, some kind of skin, some kind of wardak that needs to be removed to eliminate any future problems. So safik or lakusha means there's a safik whether either that membrane, that ordak exists, or whether that ordak could potentially pose a problem. And vadi or lakusha means that it definitely is there and definitely could pose a problem. Now, if you take this very mitzvah-oriented approach of or lakfusha, the requirement for hatafa, so then you more readily would be inclined to distinguish between a nol and mahol and a gerush and a skayer. You understand that a nol and mahol, a baby that's born of the presentation of being a mahol, but isn't really fully a mahol because there's a little bit of skin there that has to be taken care of, that doesn't apply to gerush and a skayer. Gerush and a skayer had a proper he had a medical circumcision. So the orla has been fully removed, so you don't necessarily have that same concern of orla klusha. The Me'iri in that sense is consistent in the following regard. And we'll come back to the Me'iri in a minute. If you look at the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Zayin and Mebeis, the Gemara discusses the brachos for Mila, potentially for Hatafa. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, a little bit down in the Yamud, at the two dots, Hamal Omer Asher Kedashan Mitzasa Vitzivanu Alamila, Adi Aden Omer Lachniso. And then, Hamal Sagerim, Omer Baruchat Hashem Lokenu Malachalam, Asher Kedashanu Vimitzasa Vitzivanu Al Hamila. The Hamidvarich Omer Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvosav Lamol Esagerim Ulahatif Mehem Dam Bris Shel Malei Dam Bris Lo Niskaimu Shemayim Vaaretz Shenamar Im Lo Brisiyu Mavalei Lechukot Shemayim Vaaretz Lo Samti Baruch Ata Hashem Kareis Habris. So that actually sounds like Hatafa is relevant to every Milas Gerim. Isn't even limited to a case of definitely not limited to a case of Orla Kvusha. It sounds like that is a part of every Milas Gerim. Meaning to say, even if you do a full-fledged Mila, we're not talking about a Gerish in the sky Kishumo, but a Gerish in the sky here who never had a Mila, now you're doing a full-fledged Mila, the Nusach still includes a reference to Hatafas dam bris. So if you look at the Ramban, when we started on Kuf Lamed Hey, talks about the brachos, and he says, "V'nir li," this is the end of Dibur Maskil Hachi Garcina, "V'nir li, shehamal ger ve'evich in iskari kishumo, mevarech asher kereshad mitzvasa b'tzivan ul'hatif dam bris, mina gerim o mina vadim, she'en atavis dam zu, v'nei safek, ela vadai chayavin anu l'hatif mehem dam zu shal bris, v'nifnasim. That sounds like it's not simply a function of an orla kvusha, but this is a fundamental part of the gerus process that is relevant to any ger. Aval b'Yisrael shen orla kishimo, kevin she'en utzarech l'hatif ela v'nei safik orla kvusha, haraga onim she'en bevarachin, she'en zumila. So he acknowledges that there is a distinction between hatafa by nolan mo and hatafa by a gershin is gai kishimo. By nolan moho, it's only mishon safik or lakvusha, and therefore there's no bracha, as opposed to a regular ger where there's a reason beyond or lakvusha, and then you make a bracha across the board, whatever the physical presentation of the ger may be. So you see that if there is hatafa for a ger sheniskai kishimo, it's not for the reason of orla kvusha. The Rabban later has a different shot on the bracha on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amubeis, where the Rabban suggests that maybe the nusach habracha, where you say lamalas agerim ulhatif mehem dam bris, it's not pshat that anytime you do a regular milas gerim, hatafa is a part of the regular mila, but the bracha is listadim kasani, that lama lasagerim, in a situation in which you do a full-fledged mila, and lahatim menu dambris, mehem dambris, where it's already a gerish in the sky kushimo, and you're only doing a hatafa. But coming back to the Meiri, the Meiri does seem to be internally consistent in that the Meiri very much, probably the most of all the Rishonim, stresses repeatedly the notion of orla kvusha. And then the Meiri is consistent in saying that lahalacha, mi'ikar adin, we shouldn't require a hatafa at all for gerush nisgayer. And the only reason we do so is some minhag that developed. That the mi'ikar adin, since the Meiri writes, since hatafa is only mishum orla kvusha, there's no need for hatafa for nola kishumo, sorry, for gershin is gai kishumo. Ela shalano bukein. The minhag developed that we do it anyway, but that's not a mi'ikar adin requirement.
Wouldn't it be usher?
It's happening you have a minhag which involves a chavala. So I guess that minhag developed in the eyes of the Meiri, that even though the primary reason is Ola Kvusha, so still you have this Nitzach HaBracha that reflects some other idea by Gerim. So on some level, there is something gained, even if it's not an absolute requirement, and B'makom, and Itzarech, that's not called a Chavala.
It means not their Hashkasa?
Even if it would still be a Chavala. Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. It's also different whether Chavala is Mutter when it's their Hashkasa. I think the rest of that it is Mutter.
And what's the derech hashkasa here?
It means not derech hashkasa, so it's mutter.
You're saying if chaval is not derech hashkasa,
because you're doing it for the suffix.
No, so that's what we're saying. You're saying the same thing. That where
there's
some
no reason,
there's a minute to punch you in the nose.
There's not to punch you in the nose. It's a minute because this is
so. We're all saying the same thing, that where there is any justification, maybe it's not a good justification, that may obviate the chavala problem. Okay. Good. Then the Meiri as well holds over here that you don't require a hatavas dambris by a nimo b'psol. If there is some soul involved, either in the moel or perhaps the zman, according to the Meiri, there's no requirement of hatavas dambris. Again, in a situation where physically everything was cut off, even if there's a soul associated with it, you have nothing to gain by hatafa, because hatafa is only mishum or la kavusha. The Miriam of Adazara kav lava meveis nivra maskal Yisrael. The Miriam there passes the same by nimal aideyakum. The Miri writes, Nimal Aideyakum, even though there was a kind of soul involved, the bottom line, once it's done, Yatza af Mechlal Safik or Lakfusha. So if it's Nimal Aideyakum, according to Miri, there's no requirement of Hatafa, because Hatafa only exists Mishim or Lakfusha, and here there is no or Lakfusha. And the Miri writes that as well, to round out the picture, Ad Kufla Medbeza Medalith Dibra Maskal Nitzvah Smila, when it comes to Nimal Toch Shmona, which I think Rabbi Zad spoke about a little bit last week, but the Meiri holds that if a person is Nimal Toch Shmona, then even though you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, but there's no requirement of Hatafa because, bottom line, he was Nimal. The Imal B'Shvi Yokodim Lo Loki Mitzvah Mikol Makom Eino Sara Klum Shrei Nimal Hu Mikol Makom. Bottom line, there was a physical Mila. If there's a physical Mila, there's nothing to be gained by a subsequent Hatafa. The Baal HaMor seems to endorse this approach as well. The Baal HaMor here in the Sugya writes that you require a Tavas Tambris for Nol and Mahol, Mishum Safek, Mishum Orlek Fusha, Safek Orlek Fusha, but Nigar Adin, you don't require Hatafa for Gerash and Eskaya Kishahu Mahol. The Gaonim did. So he writes that even the Gaonim only require it by a Ger, Shiniskayer, the Suffolk, Nolan Mahol. But any other normal situation, if you have a Ger, Shiniskayer, Kishu Mahol, who is circumcised but not Nolan Mahol, then the Baal HaMor contends that even the Gaonim would now require a Hatafa. And that's the position of the Baal HaItzur as well, that Nol and Mahol requires Hatavas Tambris, but a Gerish in the sky Kishum Mahol does not, because after all, once he became a Gadol, there's no more possibility of Orla Klusha. Meaning to say that even the concern of Orla Klusha by a Nol and Mahol is that, as Meiri said, at some point in the future this membrane may grow over the Orla, but if the person's already a Gadol and it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen again. So that's what the Baal HaItzur writes, is the reason that there's no requirement of Hatafa lahalacha by a Gerish and Eskayer Kishumo. Yeah?
So could one extend that to somebody who, for whatever reason, did not get, was no Len Mahol, but did not, they didn't do Hatafa until he was a Gadol, and then, so, by a regular Jew,
which would be that same thing? Yeah, the Svara would extend. I don't recall seeing that Beferish and Rishonim, but that does make sense. You know, the Baal HaItzur is pretty much saying that. He's saying that in the context of the Gershon Sky. There's no reason to be mechala between Gershon Sky, Kishumo, and the Nolan Mahol. Those Meiris and the very Mitzvah oriented approach of Okvusha, that makes sense. Yes, good. Okay. Now, if you look at the Psakim of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah, but the Mechaber, you get the impression that Mechaber is working with this approach within Hilchos Mila, that a Tavas Tambris is only because of Orla Kfusha. If you look, for example, if you look, for example, in Simon Reis Hamas Beis Sif Aleph, the Mechaber himself paskins that Ein Malin Achet Tanei Tzacham Abiyam Hashvidi L'Leit Aso. The Kol Yom Kasher LeMila, the Afilu Mila Shelo Bizmana Eino Ela Bayom, and whereas the Rama here, as we'll see, paskins that if you are Ma Balali, you require Tavas Tambris. There's no mention of that in the Mechaber, and you know, there's no evidence to indicate that the Mechaber does require a Hatavas Tambris Vinolad Lifnei or Toch Hazman. Similarly, in Simen Rei Samach Dalis If Aleph, by Nimal Aideyakum, the Mechaber makes no mention of a requirement of Hatafa. And then if you look at the Mechaber's presentation of the Din of Hatafa in its original context, In Reis Samach Gimel Seif Dalid. Mechaber Paskins Nola Kishum Mahol Tzarech Lahatet Mimenu Damris. Umiu Benachas V'Tzricha Milsa L'Mivdaka Yafa Yafa B'Yadayim U'B'Maris Einayim V'Lo B'Parzula V'Lo La'ayikle V'Roim V'Nisharim Heach Malinoso U'Mamkin Lo Harbe. So this is based on the Lashon of Gaonim, part of the Rif. But the presentation is that it has to be benachas with proper precision, and not with a aggressive approach. It sounds like we're dealing with a delicate mitzias, and we're trying to solve a mitzias problem. Now, it is true that halacha mechaber does paskin, and we do paskin, that you require hatafa stam bris for a gerush and iskayir kishu nol and maho. But what you'll have to say is that for the me'iri v'siyato me'ikra din, we don't require. That's only mishum minag. So to the extent that we do require it, it's for some other reason other than the standard oil klusha concern. Okay. There are, however, other indications from other Rishonim that the requirement of Hatavas Tambris goes beyond Orla Kfusha. If you look, for example, in the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara there has the various stories of people who had medical problems precluding a proper bris. So in the final story there, Pamacha Salachti, 4 lines to the bottom, Medinas Kaputkia, Ubas Isha Achas Lefane Shemala Bina Risha Nemes, Sheni Nemes, Shlishi Haviasa Lefanei, Reise Shehu Yarok, Hitzaz Dibo, Velo Reisi Bo Dambris, Amarti La Amtini Lo Ad Sheipo Bo Adama, Vimtini Lo Amaloso, Vachaya, Vayukarin, Shmo, Nothing Abali, Al Shmei, they lived happily ever after. Rashi writes over there, 4 lines in the bottom, Lo Ivla Beidama, so he saw that the Dam had not been properly absorbed. Bibisaro, Da Akshav Kol Dama Masli Beinor Labasar, Kishamo Lenoso, Yotze Kol Dama. The concern was that the Dam was not properly nivla bibasar, and then if they were to do a mila, then all the dam would come out. Then Rashi writes the bottom line, Hachi Garcina, second to last line. Reisav shaya yara hitzasti ba velohaya bodam bris. Tardi griyasa. There are two problems here. Chada di imahile lo nafik mine dama. What's the first problem? That even if you were to do a mila, he wouldn't let any blood out. Blood wouldn't come out. Vatav estam bris mitzvah. Kedatsiv gam es gam. What's that pasuk supposed to be? There's a fancy gemara that spells out the pasuk for you in the Sakarya. Okay, but the mesukin who mishum cholsha shel anoser ba adayin dam. So the second concern is that there's a physical problem. The first concern sounds like a halachic problem, that emila doesn't fulfill its you don't get the full kiyum emila if you don't actually let out blood. So that sounds like hatavas dam bris is a component of each and every mila, and it's the letting out of blood from the mila which is the purpose or a purpose of Hatafa. In the Tshuvas Mishnah as Yaakov, Yoredeya Simon Samach Gimel, he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that there are three components of every Mila: Mila, Priya, and Hatafas Dambris. So this Zohar is assuming that Hatafas Dambris is a component of every Mila. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Halacha Beis in our Perek, the Yerushalmi quotes a drasha of Himol Yimol Mikan Lenolik Kishumol Shetzarach Lahatav Yemen and Dambris. So So Hatavas Tambris in the Yerushalmi is not simply a mitzias consideration of Safek or Lakfusha, but it's based on Exeris HaKosev of Himol Himol, which sounds like it's relevant across the board, not limited to a Nola Kishumo situation. Now it is conceivable, the Korban Eda, for example, suggests here on the Yerushalmi, that this limit is only telling you that you require a Hatafa in a situation of Orla Kfusha. But Pashup Shad, if you have Exeris HaKosev of Himol Himol, even though the context there is Mikan Lenola Kishumo Shetzarach La'atif Mena Dan Bris, at least it's conceivable, let's say, that the drasha is not limiting itself to a situation where there's a mitzias consideration of Safik Rola Kfusha, but perhaps is reflecting something broader. And that seems to be what emerges from the Pesachim of the Ramah, because if you assume that you do require a toughest on risk in situations beyond the strict Nolak Kishamal, situations of Psol, of Ayde Akum, then presumably that's not only because of a Orla Kfusha concern. So the Ramah paskins, as we just saw in Reis Samach Beis Sif Aleph, based on Agos Maimini in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, that Nimol Balayla requires Hatafa Stambris. So that's, I think Rabbi Zass discussed last week, the difference between Nimol Balayla and Nimol Telchas Man within the Ramah, so that's a separate shir. But bottom line, the Ramah minimally requires Hatafa in the situation of Nimol Balayla. The Taz and the Shaft there require Hatafa even in the situation of Nimol Telchas Man. So whatever the Shad is in the Ramah in terms of that distinction, and the Ramah also paskins in Reis Samach Tahla that Nimol Ayideyakum requires Hatafa, but at least you see that the requirements of Hatafa extend far beyond the strict situation of Nolad Kishumo. So even where there's no consideration of Orla Kfusha, there is a requirement of Hatafa Stambris. Ramosha, yeah.
I think that the Gra has some idea that doing the Mishnah has similar to being a Korban. That's why the Shnei Shtiach, or you have to stand and do the Smicha.
Right.
So when is then the Hazar, the Dam, would be any Korban?
Yeah. It fits. I mean, that's the notion of B'damai Chayi. Correct. Right. Yeah, so at some point that this sounds like a machlokes about the Yerushalmi. But Lemaisa, Rashi here says what he says in our sugya, and the Ramah's Pesach does reflect a broader conception of Hatafa. So Ramosha in Yerodei Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Yotes, in his tshuva about not using clamps, makes this argument that one of the reasons that he's opposed to clamps is because it prevents any blood actually being let out, and then you're not mekayim the requirement of hatafa, which is a component of every bris mila.
So he said not use clamps,
right? The Chazon Ish in Simon Samach Bey's Oz Kav Zayin quotes an Or Zerua. The Or Zerua is in Simon Tzadi Tes. And the Or Zerua relates to what is the actual process of Hatafa. The Lashon Or Zerua seems to indicate that Hatafa is closer to a prick. The Lashon of the Or Zerua is Kol Shenitzvar Dam Kol Shehu. So you just require the letting out of, sounds like, a drop of blood. So that sounds like we're not talking about a concern of Orla Kvusha. If it's Orla Kvusha, what is letting out a drop of blood going to do to solve this Or Dak problem of growing over the Orla, growing over the Mila at some point in the future? So the Miri, who was worried about Orla Kvusha, required more of a cut. But the Or Zerua that says a prick is sufficient is assuming that we're not, it's not an Or Lakvusha consideration, it's something else. And that's what we assume halacha, that a Chatos Tzampris only involves a prick and not anything more. Yeah. That is an ego Svarti Barthi Dim as well. Why do you think otherwise? Right, but that's more in lumdis than in practicality. Meaning, even the... Correct. Right, I mean, it would be difficult, if you accept the most extreme position of, let's say, the Meiri, it's still difficult to actually understand Bimitsius, what exactly you're doing, and what is this oral kavusha, and how are you... I mean, the Meiri explains it, I think, clearer than any of the Rishonim. It's still difficult to understand exactly what the Mitzvah is. So, yeah, lahalacha, there's no... The only discussion in poskim is that the tradition of most ma'olim is that the makam ha'atafa is in the makam hamila, which is lamata min ha'atar, further up. The chazish is of the opinion that you have to do the ha'atafa le'mala min ha'atar, further down. So in Bnei Brak, in some places in Eretz Yisrael, apparently in recent years they have the practice of doing their tough in two places, to be Yosef Hodeus. In America, that hasn't really... I have heard of that in America, but the practice of... obviously this comes up Lamaisa more in a Geirus context than in a Nol Emol context, because there aren't that many Nol Emols running around. But in the Geirus context, the practice of most Molim is that we just do the Hatafa the Lamata Me Hatar and the Makam Mila, and we're not Makbid for this to be Choshish for the Chavanish. And it's as well, there are places apparently that are. But the tradition of the senior Molim in America is as I mentioned. Okay. In the Rambam, there is potentially a little bit of a confusion as to what he holds about Hatafa. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Milah, you can definitely get the impression that the Rambam's consideration is simply one of Orla Kavusha. So for example, the Rambam in Milah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Ger Shenifna Sakal Yisrael Chayim Mila Tchila V'Malka Shayagol Yisrael Chahatri Min Adam Bris V'Shen Iskayir V'Chein Katan Shenola K'Shemol Yisrael Chahatri Min Adam Bris V'Yom Shmini. And then in Halacha Yud Aleph Katan Shenola K'Shemol Umi Shenola B'Chodesh Hashmini Liburo Kodesh Shetigamer Briyaso So number one, the Rambam paskins that there's no Hatafas Dam Bris on Shabbos. So he's not assuming Orla Vadai. Number two, there's no indication in the Rambam that there's any requirement of Hatafas Dam Bris Binolad Bibsol. Then if you look in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hakol Cherim Lamo, Afilo Ariel, Ve'eved, Ve'isha, Ve'katan, Molin, Ve'makam Shenish, Aval Goy, Lo Yimol Klau, Ve'imal, Eino Sarach Lachzer, Ve'lamolo Shnia. So, by Nimol Ayideyakum, the Rambam says you don't have to go back in Malam again, which presumably means there isn't even a requirement of Hatafa. Now, the Beit Yosef does suggest that, no, maybe the Rambam means there is Hatafa. It just means you don't have to do another Mila. The Pashup Shad is probably that you don't even have to do Hatafa, because what would it mean to, if you're ready with Nimol, see it's difficult to be Malam again. So I think the simpler reading of the Rambam is that you don't even require a Hatafa. And that's what the Gaon assumes as well in Siman Beis Samach Dalet Sif Katan Yud B'Das Rambam, that there's no requirement of Hatafa for Nola for Nimol Al Yidei Akov. And then the Rambam Paskins Gimel Vavimila Ger Shemal Konim Sheyiskayer V'Katan Shenol and Mohol K'Shematifin Mehen Damris Ein Atzvichin Bracha. So there's no requirement of a bracha for a tavas amris in either situation. Then there's a discussion, or is that because it's only a safek midivrayim? And the Kesef Mishnah concludes that because Hatafas Amris is only Mishum Safek or Lakvusha, so you don't say a bracha because it's only Mishum Safek. And then he discusses why is that true, why is there no bracha by Gersh and Iskayer. There you don't have a Safek or Lakvusha consideration. Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah there, but the Kesef Mishnah is assuming within the Rambam that the primary consideration of Hatafas is based on Orla Kvusha. Lalacha, by the way, we don't say a bracha, you know, we pass like this Rambam, we don't say a bracha for hatafa, neither by a nola fishamal, nor by a gershin eskayer kishahumal. Okay. So if you just look at the Rambams in Hilchas Mila, there's no clear indication, again, by gerus, there's obviously something beyond Orl Kavusha, but within Mila, there's no clear indication of a concern of requiring Hatafa beyond the Orl Kavusha consideration. But the Achronim point out, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchas Trumos, you possibly get a contrary impression. The Rambam, Hilchas Trumos, Perek Zayin, Alach Yid Aleph, Paskins, that a Nol and Mohol is Ochel B'Truma. So the Yachron are bothered, how is it that Rishon already, the Meiri asked the question, how could it be the Meiri is in Yuvama's Daf Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, Dibra Maskel Tumtum. The Meiri asked the question, how could it be, according to the Rambam, that Anol and Mahol is Ochel Betruma, isn't he a Safek Arel, Safek Rol Kvusha, and how can you allow a Safek Arel to eat Truma? So the Rambam is just passing in the Gemara there in Yevamos. The Rambam didn't make it up, but the Meiri suggests that maybe that's totally in a machlokas hasugis. And the Gemara in Yevamos, which says that a nol and mahol is also betruma, is assuming that a hatafas damris is based on vadei or lekvusha. But we lalacha assume safik or lekvusha, and if it's safik or lekvusha, I'm sorry. The Meiri says that it must be the sugya in Yevamos is assuming that you don't require a hatavas damris for nol and mahol. That's the machlokas sugyas. That lehalacha, the Meiri says, we require a tafa for nol and mahol because of safek or lekfusha. And the Gemara in Yevamos must be assuming that you don't require a tafa at all. There's no concern of or lekfusha, because if there was, how could you allow a safek arel to be ochel bitruma? I'm sorry?
Why doesn't the Rambam bring that up?
Why does he bring what up?
That this is only going
with the Ashita
that we
don't. Well, the Meiri has a problem with the Rambam. The Meiri is Skolik on the Rambam.
He's not saying it's on the Rambam.
He's Skolik, Mikoach, this Kasha, he's Skolik on the Rambam, and he says that it can't be, and it must be Machlokas HaSugis. Yeah, the Rambam didn't bring up, it's a Gemara. If they didn't get out of the Gemara, Machlokas HaSugis. Okay. Then you have Achronim who try to assume in the other direction that the Rambam really is working with Orla Kvusha, and somehow you have to get out of the Rambam in Trumos. So the Karen Orer, for example, in that Sugya Yevamos, writes that the Rambam assumes that the concern of Orla Kvusha is only Midrabanan, and since it's only a Safek Drabanan, then he could be Ochel the Truma even before Hatafas Dam Bris. The Chuvas Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed suggests that the Rambam is working with something along the lines of what we saw suggested in the Baal Itur before, that the concern of Orla Klusha doesn't exist when someone becomes a Gadol, and therefore if he's a Gadol and you see that the Mila is still presents properly, then you don't have to be concerned and there's no more consideration of Orla Klusha. So the Rambam's Tzak that Nol and Mol Zachal B'Truma is only talking about a Gadol, because once he's a Gadol, even if you haven't done a Tafa, there's no more concern of Orla Kvusha. However, Reb Chaim in the stencils in Simen Pezai and Simen Peches, as well as the Mishnah Yaakov that we referenced earlier, Yoredei, Simen Samach Gimel, assume based on this Rambam and Trumos, it must be the Rambam Paskins that a Tafas Dan Bris is not predicated solely on Orla Kvusha, or not predicated on Orla Kvusha, but it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, which is relevant to every situation of Bila, as we saw suggested in that Zohar that he quotes, and the Rashi that we saw, and the Yerushalmi perhaps. So the Mishnah Yaakov writes, if that's the case, it's Arsik in Shabbos that says that Hataf is based on Orla Kvusha. That's not fully lahalacha. That's only within the day that distinguishes between Nol and Mahol and Gerushin Iskari Kishimahol. But lahalacha, we require hatafa across the board, both by a Nol and Mahol and by a Gerushin Iskari Kishimahol, and therefore there is no consideration of Orla Kvusha. It's simply based on a mitzvah ifnei atzma of hatafa stam bris as part of a regular Mila process. And Reb Chaim is bothered, if this is the case, so how do you understand why the Rambam doesn't require Hatafas Dan Bris for Nol Adal Dayakum? So if it's nothing to do with Orla Kvusha, but it's a din of having to have Dam, but you have Mila, so Nol Adal Dayakum, why do you require a subsequent Hatafas Dan Bris? So either in a Hanami, you know, the Rambam doesn't say Beferish, but it's implied, like the Beis Yosef suggests, or Reb Chaim is Mechadish that maybe according to the Rambam, Hatavas Damris is Taka Kosher Ay Deyakum. The only soul Akum is the Hasara Saorla, and Akum removes the Orla, that's Bipsol, but the Atafa itself may be Kosher Ay Deyakum. So if a guy did everything, so yeah, the Hasara Saorla is Bipsol, but the fact that there is blood let out the Mitzias, that element of Mila you've accomplished even Al Yidei Akum.
What's the start of the
that the first is a din, that's the mitzvah, and then there's a mitzvah's component of the mitzvah that you have to have blood left, so that's not a din in the gavra who's doing the Mila, that's not a part of the Maisa mitzvah per se, it's a mitzias that has to emerge from the act of Mila. Okay. Lahalacha, where this most comes up, are situations of hatafa. Are, you know, if your regular Gershon Eskayer, so you have a Gershon Eskayer Kishin Nolan Mahol where there is a medical circumcision, so then you acquire Hatafa. And the other more complicated situations are where there is either a Mila, not Lashem Geris. Sometimes you have people who thought that they're Jewish and had a Mila under the impression that they're Jewish. It wasn't Lashem Geris per se. So that's a discussion among Achronim as to whether in that situation you require subsequent Hatafa or not. So that's where some of the complexities arise, lalacha. But again, a nolad mahol situations don't apply that much. Gershon Iskari apply more. And lalacha, we do a single prick, li mata min ha'atara, the makom hamila, And in such situations. Okay.